The science journalist who had agreed to vet the claim that a cloned baby has been born said today he is suspending his activities. In a written statement, Michael Gillen said the company Clonaid had not given him and his team of independent scientists access to the alleged clone, and that the cloning claim may in fact be an elaborate hoax. But at the same time, an official of Clonaid said the family still might allow the scientists access. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
From the moment Clonaid CEO Brigitte Boiselier made the announcement that a clone baby had been born, many people had doubts. Reporters at the news conference in Hollywood, Florida, 2 days after Christmas, repeatedly pressed Boiselier for some tiny shred of evidence to back her claim, but nothing was offered.
I have my own proof because, of course, we did the test. That's why you will not trust my proof. If I show you a picture of the baby now, you will say, who proved me that this is a cloned baby?
The proof, said Boiselier, would come from Gillen and his independent team of scientists. The first step was supposed to be having one of the scientists take DNA samples from the baby and mother once the family came home to America, from the country where the baby was born. Then, other scientists were to test the samples to see if they prove that the baby truly is a clone.
Once the sample is done, then there will be 1 week. I think it's could be done faster, but let's say 1 week. So you should have the answer and all proof that you request in 8 or 9 days from now, okay?
But so far, nothing. The leader of the Raelians, the religious sect that founded Clonaid, says he has urged the mother not to provide a sample because he's concerned that might expose mother and child to legal action. Boiselier says she will abide by any decision the mother makes. When she spoke to the media at the Florida news conference, Boiselier had a kind of I-told-you-so attitude toward the gathered reporters, many of whom had been extremely skeptical of her claims.
It's something to face you today and say, well, she's born. And to me, it's a celebration, you know, because then you'll, well, you could still go back to your office and treat me as a fraud. You have 1 week to do that.
Apparently, Boiselier will need more than a week. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.